Uncle Okana. What is it? What do we owe him? Then he cannot allow us to have our peace of mind. What crime have we committed that Akufo-Addo will not allow us to sleep in peace in this country? And you continue to do these kinds of things, Now it's obvious that you went to pay this guy to be on radio and create the impression that he speaks for FAB. FAB has come out and denied that he doesn't, that the guy doesn't speak for him. Why? Akufo-Addo should tell us, what does he want from us? What do we owe him? Why? So my brother, if you ask me how I feel, this is the way I feel, that Akufo-Addo has once again proven to the people of Ghana that he doesn't have what it takes to lead this country, and that he's only desperate for power. Unfortunately, Bawumia has allowed himself to become a puppet in Akufo-Addo's Coleco game, a PhD holder. You come and sit down and tell us that what you have brought out is only 10% of work in progress. Where in this world do you carry 10% of work in progress and want to hang it around the neck of a nation? 10% of work in progress. Samuel, you and I know that if you go and write exams and you get 10%, you failed woefully. If some schools will dismiss you outright, they will not allow you to repeat. So 10% of work in progress, promising us that within a fortnight, you will bring the remaining 90%. As we speak, we cannot see the 90%. Yet you say because of the 10% of the fabricated work in progress, Ghana should come to its knees. And this morning I heard with Michael Kwe on one of the networks, I mean, that's Professor Michael Kwe, Papa Jasko, and I felt sorry for him. This is a law professor or a lawyer, a political science lecturer. He was asked, Prof, so where is the remaining 90% that you promised the people of Ghana? Since the Togolese one is only 10% of work in progress. And we won't produce the 90%. Why? Even the 10% that we have produced is not a decipher. You cannot go through the information and understand what we have put across. We bring the other 90%. Nobody should disturb us. We won't come up with any 90%. Even 10% you cannot manage. I listened to him and I said, wow, this man must really, really be coming from the elephant kingdom. Because it is only in the elephant kingdom that you have such base logic operating. Because my brother, you are a lawyer. You've gone to court with 10% of evidence. The judge says, give me more evidence so I can rule in your favor. You tell the judge that the 10% is enough. Use the 10% and rule in my favor. I will not give you the rest of the evidence. And this is a lawyer. Thank God he does not belong to the NDC. So somehow, they are saying we have embarrassed themselves again.
All right. Now, the MPP makes the point that the letter which the Electoral Commission wrote to the Togolese Electoral Commission could not have gotten the response the Ghanaians were looking for because of the way the letter was structured, that it could not have solicited the information Ghana required. How do you respond to that?
My brother, that's the MPP for you again. Let even Jesus Christ write a letter. They will find a way of criticizing me. The people are desperate. They have no case. They know that they are losing the election by the kind grace of God. Because God looks at the heart of men. And I'm sure between the heart of President Mahama and the heart of Nana Akufo-Addo, God knows who means well for this country. And so God himself is going to make sure that the NDC wins again. And then you have destroyed your party. You have turned your party into a battlefield. You are killing yourselves. You are destroying yourselves. Today is one recording after another recording after another recording. The other day I listened to John Buedu's recording. I just held my head. I said, wow. So not knowing that John Buedu is worse than Afoku and Kwame Jepong together. When it comes to licking from NDC's bowl, not knowing that Buedu is worse than Afoku and Kwame Jepong put together. You people yourself, you are killing yourselves. Akufo-Addo is a bad leader. Bawumia is confused. He doesn't even know what time it is. He doesn't know whether it is dawn or it is dusk. He's just following Akufo-Addo, don, and just embarrassing himself. So there they are. They cannot preach any nice gospel to the people of Ghana. And they think that they can filibuster their way to power. It's not going to happen. So if they say some letter, how did they expect the letter to be written?
All right. Now that the initial issue that had come up was the fact that the Togolese guy had come out to make the point that the register was genuine, and so your call for the arrest of Dr. Bawumia was unnecessary. Now that they have come out to deny that they did not issue that statement, are you still, as a party, going to pursue Dr. Bawumia, call for his arrest, just like your general secretary said?
Certainly, Samuel. In fact, our general secretary should be put in the palanquin and carried shoulder high. Because this expose just goes to further strengthen the point that the general secretary was making, that look, people of Ghana, we can't continue to joke with this matter any longer. The NDC has no locus to force Bawumia to produce any evidence. The EC cannot force Bawumia to produce any evidence. All they can do is to implore them to produce evidence, which the EC did, and they still will not bring the evidence. Yet they are still on the streets making noise that they have evidence. So the general secretary was saying, people of Ghana, we beg you people, for us to put this matter to rest, let us allow the police that has the coercive powers of state to use its legitimate coercive power to compel this character to produce evidence he claims he has, so that we can put this matter to rest once and for all. That's all. So yes, we still stand by it. But in fact, if you ask me, I wish we were still in the days of the revolution. But we should be lost. We should be publicly flogged. Unfortunately, we're in a democratic dispensation, so that cannot happen. So all we are saying is that the police should pick him up immediately and compel him to produce the evidence. Compel him to produce the evidence so they stop disturbing the equilibrium of the eardrums of this nation. That's all that we are saying. Bawumia is a liar. He has been exposed. Akufo-Addo is also a liar. They have been exposed. And we are saying that the police must pick them up immediately and compel them. If the NDC cannot compel them and the EC cannot compel them, this has the authority of the state. The constitution covers them. So they can force Bawumia to the CID headquarters and compel him to bring the evidence. If he can't bring the evidence at that level again, then we know that we can now hang him out there to dry completely. We can't allow Akufo-Addo and Bawumia to become commander-in-chief and vice president. These two gentlemen with this kind of integrity, questionable integrity, go and forge public documents and force kids onto the street to go and spit at policemen and throw insults at policemen, throw urine at policemen. And when the policemen react, you see, why did the policemen react? They should go back onto the streets and go and misbehave again and see what will happen to them.
But Ms. Aido, how feasible is this call by the general secretary, considering that we have no other documents to compare with the one that is being issued by the NPP? So, for instance, they get to the police station. The police say, where is your evidence? He submits the one that he submitted to the Electoral Commission. What happens there?
Samuel, why the NDC is not compelled to produce any evidence? We're not bound by any legal statute to provide evidence. We are saying that to the extent that they claim that they have the evidence and they have the document, the police should just invite them to bring it. That's all. I'm sure our police have a way of checking. That's all we are saying. They should provide the evidence beyond the fictitious one that they brought out, which everybody knows that is fictitious, claiming that they use some facial recognition technology that picks only faces and cannot pick data. You and I know that thing is not true. And you know, this month, talking about you and I know, this morning, that gentleman was interviewed on one of the radio stations, the one who claimed to have been speaking on behalf of the Togolese opposition leader. And he sounded somewhere like Bawumia. Almost every question that was put to him, I can't tell. Do you live in Togo? I can't tell. Do you live in Germany? I can't tell. Doesn't it remind you so much, you and I were not there. You and I were not there. You and I were not there. Doesn't it tell you that there's something in the soup? Bawumia is you and I were not there. You and I, they were not there. Then this character is, I can't tell, I can't tell, I can't tell. You can't tell whether you are in Germany or Togo, but yet you claim that the register that Bawumia and Co are holding is a true document. Do you have a copy of it? I can't tell. And these are the people who want to disturb the peace of the country. Bawumia and Akufo-Addo. Ghanaians, all said and done, we are saying it too. Yes, there may be some hardship. Utility prices have gone up, yes. We have challenges with Bruso, but before God and man, let us not make a mistake and allow Akufo-Addo and Bawumia to hold the reins of governance of this country. Otherwise, we are in deep trouble. We beg people of Ghana, let's look at the face of God and allow this continuity, because these are just trying moments. After 2016, we know that there will be so much light and sunshine in this country that we shall forget about the darkness. So people of Ghana, let us wise up.
All right, let's quickly move from Dr. Bawumia and come to the EC. I don't know if you know, but she gave an interview. She granted an interview to Joy FM. And in the interview, she actually rebutted an issue that had been raised by the Christian Council of Ghana, which was supposed to have been made on Asempai FM, that the EC should not take us for granted because Ghanaians are perceived to be timid. It must reconsider its decision. How did the rebuttal by the EC come to you?
Someone, if you ask me, Charlotte was a year ahead of me in Legon, so we are contemporaries and colleagues. I didn't know that she had such a steely nature until she got this appointment. I think she's a tough woman. She's a tough woman. She knows what she's doing. She knows the solid ice on which she's skating. And these things don't move her. And I'm happy because I would prefer Okuni Frimpong, you know, to concentrate on the fake register. Why is Okuni Frimpong not asking? So Okuni Frimpong is wants to tell us that he believes in the doctored story of Akufo-Addo and Bawumia. The story Okuni Frimpong is telling us. And that he believes in the integrity of these two gentlemen, that in the integrity of a state institution and the electoral commission. Of course, and that he also does not believe in the integrity of the five eminent persons. Yet he, Okuni Frimpong, believes in the integrity, questionable as it is, of Akufo-Addo and Bawumia. I'm sure we should be asking Okuni Frimpong more questions.
But coming from a man of his stature, being the General Secretary to the Christian Council of Ghana, which supposedly is supposed to be neutral and objective, and he making the point that the EC should reconsider its decision on the new voters register, the call for a new voters register, does it not paint a picture that Ghanaians are unsatisfied with the reports of the panel?
Where Ghanaians means what, Samuel? Of course, the MPP will not be satisfied with anything until we allow them the leeway to rig the 2016 elections in favor of Akufo-Addo. MPP will not accept anything. And don't forget that the MPP has supporters. Don't forget that the MPP has supporters. Besides, was Okuni Frimpong speaking on behalf of the Christian Council or in his personal capacity? Maybe you should tell us more whether he was speaking on behalf of the Christian Council. But I'm saying that Okuni Frimpong's wishes will not change the decision of the EC. So he's allowed to speak. But we will beg him. He should interrogate Akufo-Addo and Bawumia's integrity more. Lest he ends up with rotten tomatoes on his face, the way the two gentlemen are walking around with rotten tomatoes and eggs all over their bodies.